In our previous year, we discussed the halacha if somebody rents an apartment to someone else. In today's year, we're going to talk about the halacha lemaisa of that halacha. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tov Lamed Zayin, Aruchayim, Sif Aleph, Hamaska Beis L'chaveroi, if somebody rents an apartment to someone else, L'tzorech Yudalet U'memenu Ve'elech, for the purpose that he'll have it from Erev Pesach and on, this is very much in line with the way Tosfos learns, because he's saying that he's getting it on the 14th. The Konobed Echemed Rochem Sheshchiris Karka Konobed, and the tenant took ownership of it from in one of the ways that it's done, the kinyan is done. And here we look at the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says that what happened over here was that they had an act of kinyan that is a valid act of kinyan. And Tosfos says that the Mishnah Berurah says that just giving the tenant the keys is not good enough, because he says that it has to be one of the valid acts of kinyanim. And giving a key is not a valid act of kinyan. Why, explains the Mishnah Berurah? Says the Mishnah Berurah that it is the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that in order for the tenant to be the one that's chayiv and bedikas chametz, there have to be two conditions met. One is that there has to be a kinyan, but there's another factor that has to happen. Mesiras Mafteach. So in other words, what the Mishnah Berurah is really saying, and it's really the opinion of the Ran, what the Mishnah Berurah is really saying, and he quotes in the Shaar Tzion other Rishonim that hold this as well, that it's a combination of Rashi and Tosfos Pshat, but not really following Rashi either. What the Mishnah Berurah here is saying is, you have to have a kinyan. That the Shulchan Aruch is saying you have to have a kinyan. But Mesiras Mafteach is not a valid kinyan, because it's, as Tosfos said, that isn't considered a valid kinyan. So therefore, it's not, but on the other hand, the Shulchan Aruch isn't agreeing with Tosfos either. Because the opinion of Tosfos is that as soon as the tenant has the ability of going in, Yechayiv. The Mishnah Berurah is saying, no, you also have to have a kinyan. So only when you have both factors working on your in your behalf, it'll be enough. Not like the opinion of Tosfos that Mesiras Mafteichos is the practical reason why you are now obligated to do B'dikas Chametz, because you have the key, and also not like the opinion of the Rashi that Mesiras Mafteichos creates a kinyan. But now the Mishnah Berurah makes a very important point, and it's very much connected to the way we learned the Gemara in our previous year. When we learned the Gemara in the previous year, we said that there are many Achroinim who are of the opinion that really when we speak about B'dikas Chametz, they said, there's really a good reason that the tenant should be chayiv in B'dikas Chametz. There's really a good reason for the landlord to be chayiv in B'dikas Chametz. The Gemara's question was only, who do we give it more of an achiv? And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that the Shulchan Aruch, as the Gemara says, depends when the Mesiras Mafteichos, as we just explained, it's not just Mesiras Mafteichos that we're concerned with, we're also concerned with the kinyan. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, why would be the halacha if neither of them could, what would be the halacha if neither of them, if one of them, let's say it would really, according to the Shulchan Aruch, be the masker's obligation to do the B'dikas Chametz. But for whatever reason, the masker can't do the B'dikas Chametz. does that exempt the Seicher or not? Says the Mishnah Berurah, of course not. He says, and it's very much in line with the way we learned. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that it depends. Certain times the Gemara said it's the Masker who makes more sense, that he should do the B'dikas Chametz. Certain times it makes more sense that the Seicher should do B'dikas Chametz. But if for whatever reason B'dikas Chametz can't be done that way, then the halacha is if we go to the second best. And if the Masker can't do it, even though he should have, then the Seicher should do it, and so too vice versa. So again, reading the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Hamaske bayis lechaveru l'tzorich yudalu l'men ve'elach v'konei b'echem adrochem shasiris karka niknaboy. They had a kinyan. Im atchloi moslem mafteich, and again, as we're learning, if you have to have both, a kinyan and mesiris mafteiches, chal yudalit, if all of this happened before the night of Pesach, al maskel avdeik, it becomes the landlord's obligation. Mishmoslem mafteich chal yudalit, if this was before, if the kinyan and the mesiris mafteiches were before Erev Pesach, before the night of Erev Pesach, then that's al soichel avdeik. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what is the defining moment? He says the defining moment is the moment of the beginning of the night of Erev Pesach. And let's understand what the Mishnah Berurah means. What I think the Mishnah Berurah means to say over here is, as we've learned previously, Chazal made a special mitzvah, B'dikas Chametz. And when Chazal made that special mitzvah of B'dikas Chametz, Chazal also said that the B'dikas Chametz has to be done at a special time, as we learned, at the beginning of the night. Yes, of course, as we learned, if you can't do it at the beginning of the night, you could do it all night long. But certainly, the obligation to do B'dikas Chametz is at the beginning of the night of Erev Pesach. And therefore, that is the defining moment when B'dikas Chametz is done. And therefore, if afterwards, it turns out that the person, the Seicher, moved in even during the night, that doesn't change the halacha. Now, if we remember in our previous shiur, we discussed what is the halacha if they both have keys. But there's actually another way of understanding that question. What happens if the house has no lock? So they're both equally accessible to get into the home. What is the halacha? So according to the way we learned the Gemara previously, it was a real question. We said that according to Rashi, it would depend not on who has the key, but it would depend if there was a kinyan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, now that the Shulchan Aruch clearly is taking Rashi's pshat, it's just taking Rashi's pshat and extending it one step further, that you have to have kinyan and mesiris mafteiches. So he says if they both have keys, or the home has no lock, the halacha would be both the same. It depends. If the tenant did a kinyan before Erev Pesach at night, then it would be the tenant's obligation. If the tenant didn't do a kinyan, even though he has a key, or even though there's no key necessary because the home has a lock, it makes no difference. The halacha is that we look at who did the kinyan. Was the kinyan done before that time or not? Furthermore, says the Mishnah Berurah, that even, let's say the tenant did a kinyan, and the tenant got the key, all before Erev Pesach in the evening, that we're learning that it's the tenant's obligation to do the B'dikas Chametz. But says the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if the tenant has no interest in living in this home? He's not, he wants to rent the apartment, and the lease begins then, so he does the kinyan, he takes the key, but he's not moving in until after Pesach. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't make a difference. The halacha is that he still has to do B'dikas Chametz. Of course, in our world, he could sell the entire apartment to a guy, but he has to do B'dikas Chametz. And again, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that both of them have to do the bittul because of the issues that we discussed in our previous year. The question that comes up in understanding this entire sugya of course, is the question, who is the question? People are in hotels, yeshiva bacharim, and girls in dormitories, in yeshivas, and people who are in a hospital. And the question is, who is the one that should do bedikas chametz? So before we go into the question of somebody who's going to be in the hotel over Pesach or in the dormitory over Pesach, this question has many different applications. The first application I want to discuss, I'm going to go from what is less of a shaila to what is more of a complicated shaila. The first shaila that the Paiskim I saw the shaila of Shuvas Cheshuki Chemed discusses this question. What is the halacha if somebody is staying in a hotel, let's say Erev Pesach is Monday, he's staying in a hotel Sunday night, he just rented the room for Sunday night, and he's not staying there Pesach, but we know that that's the time for Bedikas Chametz. Is he obligated to do Bedikas Chametz? So he makes a very interesting diuk. He says it's actually the diuk of the Ran. We go back to the first words of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Amas gebayis l'chaveroi l'tzorich yudalid u'mimenu ve'elach." What is the Shulchan Aruch trying to teach us with these words, "u'mimenu ve'elach"? That certainly, in order to have a question, if the tenant is mechuyev in bedikas chametz, it's only in a situation where you're going to be staying there not just for Erev Pesach. Mimenu ve'elach. But if you're going to be staying there only just for Erev Pesach, you don't have to do Bedikas Chametz. Furthermore, the Chasam Sofer says that if you sell that apartment to the Akum, then you wouldn't be chayiv to do Bedikas Chametz. He says that here he wants to say that if I'm going to sell this house to the goy, so let's say the question that we just discussed a moment ago, where I'm renting the apartment, and yes, I took ownership, I did the kinyan and I got the keys, but I have no intention to being in this apartment for the duration of Pesach, and I'm going to sell this apartment to the goy. So even though normally, and we'll discuss this halacha in further shurim, that if somebody sells his house to a goy, but since the mechiras chametz is not until erev Pesach during the day, so when the zman bedikas chametz comes, the halacha is you have to do bedikas chametz unless you have that mechira done before the time of the bedika. Here we could be more lenient, perhaps the Paiskim say, and of course, as we've been learning, if Bittul Chametz was done and you never lived there, then perhaps you wouldn't have to do Bedikas Chametz. Because we have to understand, says the Chasam Sofer, a very important halacha, that even if you're going away for all of Yom Pesach and you're selling your entire apartment, your entire house to a guy, most Rabbanim only do the Mechiras Chametz that it should be chal, it should be effective on Erev Pesach by day, which is after the time when you already had a chiyuv bedika. The next question that we're going to discuss is somebody, Rachman Tzlan, is in a hospital over Pesach, or Erev Pesach in the evening. Does he have to do Bedikas Chametz? So here, the Paiskim are much more lenient. And they say, when a person is, Rachman Tzlan, in a hospital, it's not that he's renting a room. He's in the hospital for the services, and they put him into the room that they need him to be in. And therefore, the Paiskim say, and they could easily move him, and therefore, he doesn't have to do Bedikas Chametz. What he should do is, of course, check the area around his bed, his cabinet, his closet, to make sure there's no Chametz there, but certainly, he shouldn't do Bedikas Chametz. But now the next question is, and this comes up quite often, that if a person is in a hotel and he's going to a hotel for Pesach, but he arrives there already by the time of Bedikas Chametz, which is very common. He doesn't want to arrive in Erev Yontif. We know there's a halacha, you're supposed to avoid traveling on Erev Yontif. So now the question that comes up is, does he have to do Bedikas Chametz or not? Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the Shalos Tshuvos Micha Shlomo Chelik Beis Simen Nun Ches Ois Yud Zayin, says that he's obligated to do Bedikas Chametz. That's also the opinion of the Shevet Alevi, of Rebbe Yoshev. However, many Paiskim disagree. Because they say that when I go to a hotel and they give me a room, then they're not giving me that specific room. And if the hotel management wants to switch rooms, they could always switch the room. So if it's a situation where you rented a specific room, there it seems quite clear that you would have to do Bedikas Chametz. But if you didn't rent a specific room, you're getting a room because you're coming to the hotel and you're paying to be in the hotel and they're going to give you a room. So the halacha is that this is a big question because there are other Paiskim, Reb Nissen Karelitz I saw, and other Paiskim who suggest that he doesn't have to do Bedikas Chametz. So what should he do? There are two options. One option is that he should do Bedikas Chametz without a bracha. Or another option, but this is only an option if the hotel is owned by Jews, is that he should do a kinyan in the room, that it should become really his. And if it's really his, then it seems that he would have to do Bedikas Chametz. The same question comes up regarding, as we said, people, boys, girls, students, who are in a dormitory. It is the opinion of the Chazon Ish that they should do Bedikas Chametz, even with a bracha. Of course, if they're not going to be there the night of Erev Pesach, they've traveled away, then the halacha is that they don't have to do, they have to do Bedikas Chametz according to this opinion, but they don't have to do Bedikas Chametz with a bracha. The Stipler felt that they have to do Bedikas Chametz, but not with a bracha. And as I said, there are many achroinim who are of the opinion that they don't have to do Bedikas Chametz at all, because, again, the yeshiva administration has the right to switch their room wherever they want. Certainly, the common areas of a hotel or the common areas of a dormitory, the dining room, the hallways, is the obligation of the hotel administration or the yeshiva administration, not of the of the students, of the guests, and they don't have to do Bedikas Chametz there like they would have to do in the home, like they do in their homes.